God abhors greed. Perhaps more than any other sin, it reveals what we think about Him. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Greed indicates that we place a higher priority on things than on our relationship with God. Our thoughts and actions reveal our priorities and loyalties. We're guilty of greed when our desire to acquire more money and possessions outweighs our desire to love and obey God. In Acts chapter 5, we read that Ananias and Sapphira lied about a sale of land. They fell dead when their hidden greed was discovered. God is serious about the purity of His church. Paul gave a stern warning of the consequences of greed in 1 Timothy 6:9 through 10. He said it leads to traps, foolish and self-destructive desires, ruin, destruction, and wandering from the faith. These many griefs are brought about by self-inflicted wounds. Now, the antidote to greed is contentment. It's the joyful acceptance that God is sufficient to meet all your needs today. So here are three simple steps to avoid the trap of hidden greed. First, ask yourself if your desire for a thing, really anything, meets a real need. If not, ask yourself if you can live without it. Next, ask God for clarity about your decision. Seek counsel from others regarding your motives and intentions. Make yourself accountable to their wisdom. Finally, if you're confident that your contentment in Christ won't be altered, with or without the purchase, proceed in peace with whatever you want to do. Whenever the Lord convicts you of greed, confess it and ask Him to give you a greater love for Him. Guard your heart by focusing on Christ. Now, if you've been helped by Crown or this radio station, can I ask you to support us? If you already do, thank you for your generosity. You can begin giving today at crown.org. That's crown.org.